Bilam, the infamous, wicked Gentile prophet, who tried his best, despite God's warnings, to curse the Jewish people, was forced by the Almighty to bless the Jewish people. Amongst the words of the three blessings that he was forced to give appear the following. Tamos nafshi mos yesharim. Let my soul die the death of the upright. Usehi acharisi kamohu. And let my end be like him. In other words, Bilam basically was saying, I hope that I die like a Jew. Now that is quite a fascinating and revealing statement, isn't it? Because what it basically implies is that Bilam was aware, after all, he was a prophet, that the end of the Jew, the hope, what will eventually be with the Jew, is going to be something very special, very exalted, something that it is very worthwhile to envy. And he said, I want that. I hope that happens to me. But apparently, he was not willing to pay the price that is necessary to merit that end. And that is to live life as a Jew. Like a Jew. Bilam wanted to die like a Jew. But he was not prepared. He was not willing to live like a Jew. It takes hard work. It takes effort. It takes buckling down, full responsibility, both practically and morally, for what it means to live, to be alive. If one wants that the end should be the end of a Jew. Now, we're not Bilam, thank God. And we are Jews, thank God. But there still does exist the fact that it does take a big effort. There is a strenuous exertion which is demanded of one to live the life of a Jew. From a certain angle, from a certain perspective, we can sympathize, at least in a sense, with what was plaguing Bilam, what was troubling him, by which he was so perturbed. He looked at the Jew and said, I can't live like that. One of the German chieftains who was sentenced to execution in Nuremberg wrote or said, I don't remember which, that the Jew is such a peculiar entity. They had such a unique way of both living and dying. And I was never able to figure out this peculiarity of the Jew. So yes, it does take something, doesn't it, to live as a Jew and hence to die as a Jew. I think part of the secret that they're missing, to a great extent, was encapsulated by something that I once heard from my father. After having made a few weddings, people would sometimes come to him for advice about making a wedding. And he told me that one of the things that he told people, and I assume he still tells people, is that you need to put yourself into a mind frame that you are going to enjoy all of the hard work and effort that goes into preparing a wedding. Why? He said people spend tens, if not hundreds of hours over the course of days, weeks, and months in preparation for the big day. The big day comes, And from start to finish, it's about 5 hours, give or take. And it's over before you know it, in the blink of an eye. And some people, he told me, wind up getting depressed. All that time, all that effort, all the money, and snap, like that. It's over. Gone. Done. And I don't even have my kid around anymore. That's why he tells people, you need to put yourself in a mind frame that the preparation, the hard work, the getting ready, the exertion, the putting everything together, that also is enjoyable. That also gives you a sense of deep and abiding satisfaction. I think in that piece of advice, which is a phenomenal piece of advice, isn't it? Is encapsulated to a great extent the secret of the Jew. Yes, we work hard. Yes, we exert ourselves. Yes, many, many Jews have, Rahman al-Itzlan, have had to lose their lives over the millennia because of what we are, what we stand for. It's not easy to be a Jew, but how sweet it is to be a Jew. Yes, it's hard work, but there's so much satisfaction, so much sense of purpose, so much sense of deep and meaningful accomplishment in living the life of the Jew, both individually and nationally. Both in the current moment and over the sweeping vista of history. So yeah, sometimes we learn the best lessons from our enemies, don't we? And we can learn from Bilam, who strove and wanted to be known and go down in history as the one who did away with the Jews, with his power of cursing. Nebuch, didn't work out for him. But we can learn a lesson from him, what it means to be a Jew. Tamais nafshi mais yisharim, said Bilam. I wish my soul would die the way the soul of the upright goes. The sihi achrisi kamayu, and I wish my end would be like his, but it won't. His end won't, because he wasn't willing to live the life of a Jew. To die as a Jew, one needs to live as a Jew. And to live as a Jew is to know and be aware of the secret that putting in that effort, putting in that hard work, is a source of deep and enduring satisfaction. It is the flame that exists within the life of the Jew that ultimately winds up bringing him to the conclusion of the everlasting, of the eternal light of the Jew. Have a wonderful Shabbos.